Rabbonim. Just like to share a few words. L'kovei Shavuos Kodesh. How excited we all are for this coming Shabbos, Habo Aleinu L'Tova, when there'll be hundreds of thousands of Yidden all over the world who are reconnecting with Kedushas HaShabbos, who are getting more involved in being Nizhar from the Melachos, in being Mekayim Zachiras HaShabbos, Oinek Shabbos, Kovet Shabbos, in an unprecedented way, and how completely in awe we are of Rav Goldstein from South Africa, who's initiated such a project. And this is such a ribui kvei shomayim, and we know the mitzvah, goyeres mitzvah. So for every mitzvah he does, who knows where this will lead, and the tremendous brachas that this will bring down. Also, tonight is the second anniversary of our Leil Shishi Torah Way program. I want to take this opportunity to thank Rav Zudi Iskovitz for initiating our Torah Way, our Torah Way program, and Torah Way all over. And really, scharcha harbe ma'oid, and yishakayach godl, you should be zeicha bez Hashem to continue doing great things for Klal Yisrael with lots of siyach d'shmaya and bracha bez Hashem. The purpose of our Leil Shishi program is to enhance Kedushas HaShabbos. The idea is we normally spend a few minutes discussing some of the melachos, some halacha of Shabbos, and then an esteemed rov comes and says some divrei Torah, l'kovet Shabbos Kodesh, for the forthcoming parsha. The whole idea that we're trying to do is just to enhance Shabbos Kodesh. I saw a beautiful pshat by the Nitra Rav in the Sefer Nois Desha, a beautiful biur to the zemer which we sing in Baruch Kel Elyon. Kodesh ilochem Shabbos Hamalka. Shabbos Hamalka is Kodesh, is holy to you. El toich boteichem loniach bracha, into your houses to bring bracha. So he explains pshat in the zemer azoy. It says in the Zohar HaKadosh, kol birchon de le'ela v'sata, all of the brachas up above and down below, v'yom de shavir talion, they all depend on a Shabbos Kodesh. All of the brachas that there are, all of the brachas that people need, all of the possible brachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu could send to the world, all depend on Shabbos Kodesh. And we know the Zohar HaKadosh says, Menei Misborachin Kol Shisayomin, that from Shabbos gives energy of bracha to the forthcoming 6 days. However, we enhance Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos pays back, and Shabbos enhances our lives. Menei Misborachin Kol Shisayomin. Shabbos keeps us, and Shabbos sends us so much bracha. As we find in the Maisa, in Shabbos, Daf Kufnun, Omud Beis, the Maisa with the Chosid Echod. The Chosid Echod, he was walking around his fields, and he saw that there was a breach. There was a breach in the fence, and he was scared that Ganovim would come. And what did he do? He thought momentarily to mend this breach. And then he thought to himself, how could I possibly think of mending this breach on Shabbos Kodesh? Even though, Meikar Adin, even though, of course, Shomer Yom HaShabbos, you have to guard Shabbos. We guard Shabbos from Melacha, but technically speaking, you could think of his asokov, he could think of his business. But no, he wanted to keep Shabbos Koroyach Anochoy at the highest possible levels, and he was so upset with himself, he could possibly think about Geschäft on Shabbos, on guarding his property. So there and then he decided, I'm never ever going to mend this breach. Even if Ganovim come, even if I lose all of my pay race, all of my tavor, I'm not going to mend this breach ever. And the Gemara there says, Nasaloi Nais, a Nais happened, and a Tzlaf grew in that place where there was a breach in the wall. Mimenu Haiso Parnososoi, or Parnosa Sanche Besoi. And from this Tzlaf, he had Parnosa Berevach, and his children, his descendants, had Parnosa from this Tzlaf tree. Very, very fruitful tree, and it had various different payrois. And there he was, he thought to himself that he's losing out from Shmiras Shabbos. He thought to himself that because he's keeping Shabbos, maybe he'll lose. But we know, everything depends, all the brachas depend on Shabbos. So by being Nizhair in Shomoyer, in Shmiras Shabbos, he got extra brachas. It enhanced his life. He got extra parnosa. And that's true with Shomer, it's true with Zochayr and Oynik Shabbos and Kovet Shabbos. The more a person puts in, the more the person gets out, as the Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Yotes, with a Maisa of Yosef, Maikir Shabbos, that he would always spend very generously and lavishly on ma'acholos for Shabbos, on having beautiful, delicious fish for Shabbos. And he spent an exorbitant amount of money, and we saw that he had this tremendous bracha, and he found a margulis, and he became incredibly wealthy. So whether it's for zochayr or whether it's for shomayr, whether a person is extra nizhar and pushes themselves in the refraining from the things they shouldn't do on Shabbos, or by doing the extra things they should do on Shabbos, by doing them in the most optimum way possible, so he gets all of these brachas, because b'yom de shviyah talyan, as the Zohar HaKadosh says. So based on this, the nature of explains this line in Baruch Kel Elyon. Kodeshi lochem Shabbos HaMalko. That all of this Kedusha, all of this Kedusha, a person has to know it's all lochem. All of this Kedusha is l'tzarcheichem. The more a person puts into it, the more they get out of Shabbos Kodesh. El toich boteichem loniach bracha. All of the brachas de le'elo, le'sata, all depend on Shabbos Kodesh. So we have to know the more careful we are every time we spend an extra moment learning Hilchas Shabbos. Every time we spend some extra etzos on making sure that we have a beautiful Shabbos tish. And every time we share Shabbos with other people and we show them the beauty of Shabbos, the Kedusha of Shabbos, this is all laniach bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he sends us this bracha, and this is all lochem. We have to know that this is all for us. I'd like to say over a short maisa. There was a Yid who once came to when I was Rav elsewhere, out of town. There was a Yid who came randomly one Friday night to shul. Never seen him before. So he told me his story, why he came to the shul. He said that he was walking down the road and he saw all of these Yidden just getting lost. He just, one minute he saw them, the next minute he didn't see them. They had to go down a little shvil in order to get to the entrance of the shul. So he thought he'd come in and see what was going on. An Israeli Yid called Itzik. So there he is, it's Friday night. He was on his way home from work. And he sits there in shul. And he hadn't been to shul since he was a child. And he remembered that when he was a little boy, he used to go to shul with his saba on Friday night. And as they'd go to shul, his saba would say to him, Likrat Shabbat l'chuvan elcha. Let's go together and we'll greet Shabbos Kodesh. And this is, as a little child in Eretz Yisrael, this is what he would do with his saba. The years went by, the little Shabbos, which he was Yerush, went out the window. And here he was, found himself in London, newly married, and to Baruch Hashem, to a Jewish girl, and he knew nothing of Shabbos. And he comes into shul, and we sing l'chodoidi, and he sees it says, l'kras Shabbos l'chuvan elcha. He recognized that, but he'd never seen the continuation of the line, ki hi makayr habracha, because Shabbos is the makayr habracha, like we saw in the Zohar HaKadosh. It's the source of all brachas. And this Itzik had been waiting for 3 months, 2.5, 3 months, to find a job. He was highly trained in computers, and everywhere he tried for a job, nothing worked. And he didn't know what to do. And so he saw the words, Likras Shabbos l'chuvan elcha ki makayr habracha. Shabbos is the makayr habracha. And there and then, he decided, I'm going to keep Shabbos. If Shabbos is the makayr habracha, I have decided I'm going to keep Shabbos. He comes home to his wife. We'll call her Rose. He says, Rose, anachnu shomrei Shabbat. She says to him, what? A lovely girl from Ilford. She says, what? He says, anachnu shomrei Shabbat. She goes, what does it mean? So he said, what I do know, whatever lights we have on, stay on. Whatever lights are off, stay off. Whatever food we've cooked, that's all we've got. We're not going to do anything, use any of the electricity on Shabbos. We are going, anachnu shomrei Shabbat, ki hi makor habracha, because this is a source of all bracha. And he came back to shul Shabbos morning, and Baruch Hashem, he became fully shomer Shabbos and shomer Torah and mitzvahs, him and his wife and his whole family. That was that Shabbos. Sunday morning, he got a phone call. Monday morning, he had an interview. And Tuesday morning, he started work in his new, fantastic job in computers. Maisa Shahaya, I know him, tremendous hashkacha, because he really felt ki makara bracha. He didn't just say it, he knew it. And if a person really knows it's Mokar HaBrocha, how different our Shabbos Tfilis will be. How much energy, how much Yislavas will put into our Shabbos Tfilis. How different our Shabbos Sudas will be. How much of a brand will put into our Zemiris. And how we'll say different Torah at the table. And how different our Shemiris Shabbos will be. How Zohir will be. In order to make sure that we keep all of the halachas of Shabbos, as the Chofetz Chaim says in his Hagdama, to Chelek Gimel, if a person is not involved in learning Hilchos Shabbos, it's inevitable that a person, there'll be things that they do that unfortunately are going against Shabbos Kodesh. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us, each and every one of us. And all of the Yidden all over the world who are keeping Shabbos this week and every week, that it should be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send us from the Mekor HaBrocha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send us tremendous brachas to us, to all of our families, and to all of Klal Yisrael, and we should be zeichet to the ultimate bracha of the Geula Shleima, and Moshiach Tzidkenu, from here of Yomeinu. Amen. Amen. Amen.